listening to, like, you know who David Tennant is? Like,
no.
The tennis doctor?
Oh, yeah, David Tennant. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so,
he's
you know,
Jessica Jones, too.
So, exactly, yeah. As, like, the Purple Man. Like, I forget his name. Kilgrave.
Yeah.
Kilgrave.
He made this show good.
Which is really good. But he has a podcast out, and I was like, it's a pretty new one, so Spotify. But in every single, he has like no intro, no nothing. It just starts with him talking with
it makes sense.
With whoever guest it is, because it's like, oh, he doesn't need a fan. He has maybe like a little jazzy thing.
I mean, that's the point, right? Just getting to like listen to people. You don't listen to
no. It's like no. It's like I don't want like music. It's like it's a podcast. It's two people talking or three people talking. That's what it is. Just like in this one, just two people with funny accents talking on pasta podcast.
Yeah.
On a really, really rainy night in Miami. Like earlier, we couldn't see outside my window at all. It was gray.
Like normally, you only see water and lights.
You couldn't see anything outside tonight. But it was cool. It was cool playing Fallout,
the board game,
which was way better than I thought it was gonna be. But it just took a lot of time.
Thing is that since we're only two players, it takes way longer. Imagine if we go faster because like the turns, every turn, like every two turns, we're making a beast appear or go to
yeah.
us. And like that usually takes four turns instead of two because you play with four people.
But also definitely it could get pretty overwhelming. Like even me, I was like when you had all the monsters on the board and stuff, I was like, which ones did we move? Which ones didn't we move? Like I thought that we were playing in a way that I think you have to be more aggressive in attacking monsters to level up as opposed to just kind of like trying to evade them because we had like a little horde just like following us and I was like this I don't even know which ones we moved, but it was cool. I like how it has like these branching storylines and the missions almost play like the video game. Like you pick one mission. I mean I don't like the fact that it has like that whole stack of cards thing that you have to like pick card 165 to 185 or whatever, and I think kind of like fucks up the flow of the game.
That's because there's a bunch of like different missions that can lead you to anywhere.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, but it kind of breaks up the flow of the game of like every time somebody does an objective, you have to go to this big pile of cards and like look through them. Which is
yeah.
that
I mean, I was going slow because it was the first time.
Yeah, it still seems like it kind of like breaks the flow. Otherwise, it's a really good game.
Also, we were playing it as a Fallout game. Basically, we didn't do the main quest until like half of the game. halfway through and like, oh, fuck, this main quest, let's do it. We're doing just a random side quest.
Yeah, and we didn't even know that we could like do it that easily. We thought we had to go all the way across the map.
Yeah, then we discovered, we could have done it since the beginning.
It sounds extremely confusing, but in reality, it's actually quite simple. Like, it's way simpler than some of the other board games that I have. Besides board games, what are we playing now besides board games?
I got back into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, I have been... I played it with Project Stream when Google did the service for free, the beta. So they gave the game away for free. I tried it. I played 30 hours in the Project
Odyssey?
Stream. Yeah.
Odyssey is like the new one that came out, right? No, yeah.
In the Greek one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about Origins.
Then they took it down. And I was like, I want to finish it because it was so long. I was doing only side quests. And then I bought it on Xbox. Thing is that I only played like 10 hours for now. And I barely done anything. It's so long. That game is so... Basically, the map is not a region of Greece. It's Greece.
Yeah.
It's huge. It doesn't feel empty at all. Like, you see settlements, you see cities, you see docks. You go through the sea, there's wars going on, pirates. Like, there's a bunch of shit in that game.
Yeah, that was, like, also for me, that was, like, a big thing that kind of made me not want to play it. Because I finished Origins. And when I finished Origins, at some point, I was just ready to just finish it. Because I've been playing it for so long. I was playing it for so long and I was like, oh my god, I've only discovered like maybe 30% of the map, but I'm also 95% almost completed the story. So it's like, it gives you so much world, but no reason to go to the rest of it. And then when I heard that, Odyssey is even bigger than Origins, I was like, that just seems excessive.
But it doesn't. It doesn't feel empty and like just go visit this.
Oh,
like,
yeah, well...
You have wars because you're in the middle of the Peloponnesian War, I think. And you basically, there's factions. There's two factions, the Greeks and the Spartans.
Okay.
So you can, like, if you go to a new region, you can, like, tip the balance and, like, help the Spartans, help the Greeks. And then you trigger a war. And you can decide who you pick. If you pick the people defending, they give you less loot, less, like, It's not that much. And the other one is like harder, but you get better loot. And it becomes like super interesting because you're basically doing like a huge battle.
Yeah, but
50 against 50.
No, I mean, and also that sounds cool, but in my opinion, it kind of just doesn't even start sounding like an Assassin's Creed game anymore. You know, especially, I mean, think about it. You're talking about an Assassin's Creed game, and you keep talking about like loot, getting loot, and stuff like that.
You remember why we complained when we had to play Desmond? Like, oh, again.
I actually like those things. Like, I actually liked, because now it's not even, they're not even talking about the animus, they're not even talking about the 10 plus and the modern times.
Are.
Yeah, but barely.
Have you played Black? Yeah, you played Black Flag.
Yeah,
it was bad.
My favorite one.
Not the game. When you go into the the animus.
Yeah.
Like, go through the studios.
It's in first person in the game studio.
This one has just some of it. It's still really little. Mm-hmm. And they know why you're here. You want to play a fucking Assassin's Creed that's badass, like, they're killing people. And you have a good story. They don't, like, think anymore about, oh, this is, like, straight Assassin's Creed game. The first Assassin's Creed is the worst one.
Of course, I mean,
it's really bad.
I mean, you remember at the time, it was completely revolutionary. I mean, you gotta remember that when it first came out, and they did that scene of Altair kind of, like, blending with the nuns. Man, I remember watching, like, going, like, holy fucking shit, it's like he's a ninja. You know, or that thing where he's jumping and
cinematic for Brotherhood.
Those big vistas of like Jerusalem. I'm talking about the first Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
That whole free running, that was like, that didn't exist before Assassin's Creed.
The running is not as good anymore. Like the parkour and shit.
No.
Not as good. Like now it's just basic. Like you're going through a wall in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. It used to be a kind of a puzzle getting to the towers. Now it's just go up.
Well, yeah, because they're changing it less from like an action adventure game to like an RPG.
It's basically like The Witcher. That The Witcher is not a true RPG
because you're
playing a character with a story that from here to
technically it's more like
you don't have an actual choice, but you have decisions. This is the same. You don't have the same dialogue thing that in The Witcher.
No.
Less the decisions, but
I mean, you know me. I'm a big fan of The Witcher. I personally think that The Witcher is better than Assassin's Creed, Odyssey, and I'm just saying. That's just one man's opinion.
The Witcher 3, yes.
The Witcher
1 and 2.
No.
Those games
just throwing it out there. When I say The Witcher, I mainly 100% mean The Witcher 3.
The first Witcher
the Hunt.
Was running on a like super old Dragon Age engine.
Dude, I remember when I first played The Witcher, I bought that game and it ran on my crappy computer at like, I don't know, 15 or 14 FPS. It was like fucking like this.
Wow.
It was like glitch. But I loved it so much. Cause the initial cutscene, the one where Geralt is fighting like the Striga. I don't know if you remember it.
It
ran perfectly because that was a cutscene. So I was like, oh my god, this game is fucking dope. But then when it starts, I see the mouse is just like crawling across the screen. Like you can't even. Because when you're young, you're persistent. You're like, fuck this.
When you're a kid, you can play.
I'm gonna play this game. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna enjoy it anyway. Like the older you get, the more you're like, no, it has to be 30. Fuck, it has to be 148 FPS. But as a kid, no, I almost finished the entire thing. I think the most I got was maybe like 21 FPS, and I enjoyed it so much. I was like, whoa, when it jumped from like 15 to 20 FPS, I was like, oh my god, what a
beast. Not for the time, 20 FPS, how, well, I mean, no, it's not at all. But we played games with way less FPS, when we were kids, like way less.
Of course. Like when you're talking about, The Sims ran on like a solid 30 FPS, but The Sims didn't need.
Oof, depends on your computer.
Oh,
like then.
What about the first Far Cry? No,
that game ran like super smooth because it was made with the same engine as Crysis.
That's true. Crysis was another one.
Now the engine is called Crytek.
The Crytek engine, yeah.
From the Crytek company that used to own Crysis, now it's owned by Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Crytek, the engine.
Yeah, but I think between a Far Cry and Crysis, those were two games that I think were big, really like benchmark games for computers.
Crysis was made the way that Crysis 1 was like, we're gonna destroy your computer.
Yeah, we're gonna melt.
He said that basically we're gonna destroy your computer. And the first one melted like CPUs. Second one, they wanted to release it on consoles, so it didn't anymore. And the third one, they did the same thing. They did a stronger version, but still, it didn't melt any computers. Just the first one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time since that's been an actual benchmark. It's like,
yeah.
You have a computer that runs like super smooth.
Well, not only that, there's like a. I mean, mainly I don't have a laptop anymore, But then when I next get a desktop, like you've seen that, at least on the PC market these days, everything just keeps like, they're coming out with a new thing every week, it seems. It's kind of...
They are, but they're like answering demands because there's a lot of demand. So they like graphics cards, you have new models coming all the time, but like they just released, well, not long ago, 1660. They have names like super dumb names like 1440, things like that.
Yeah, because they're running out of names for it.
Razer no, they, no, it should be from 9 to... You have 980. 1080, 1180, no, 1660, 1650.
Something,
so
something
those ones are like, they release it because they're like a lower tier than one, but superior to the other one. So there's a price point. Like they have a lot of different prices for different qualities. So you can actually choose the ones that are most suited for you.
Hmm.
That's the way you see it.
That's good. I mean, right now.
I really love PCs.
I mean, like right now, I'm just like mainly playing with consoles right now. We already know the games that we're both playing constantly now. See, I mean, I went to my first tournament for Mortal Kombat 11. What was it, Thursday?
You lost.
And I mean, I didn't. I mean, there were some situations, and I didn't get out of. I got swamped in loser's bracket. It happens. But you know, you live and you learn. But that's what most people are playing right now is Mortal Kombat 11, and I'm like really having a lot of fun with it.
Kind of bad launch, kind of. Like, the story was really good when it launched, but the thing with the Towers of Time, like, was too hard when it launched.
Oh, it was impossible.
Like, it wasn't even worth trying, because then your stats are like, you only lost.
Yeah.
It was just the beginning, it was like, just lost, because those towers were impossible.
Oh, they weren't.
And now they're not easy. Like, the gauntlet, fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's like, some of them were just like, literally impossible. Like, and it's mainly the mixture of modifiers that it gives the opponent sometimes, it just makes it extremely one-sided. Like, if you're close to him, you freeze, but if he hits you, you're poisoned, and you're also on fire, losing health. So it's like it forces you to use the consumable things, but it shouldn't be that way. I think it was like Angry Joe or Jim Sterling, one of those guys on YouTube, was saying that. That it feels almost like a phone game, like a mobile game, between the AI battles, the crypt, and...
They were in Injustice, too.
Yeah, but Injustice wasn't that bad. Injustice didn't have, like, 48 different types of currency. This one has, like...
It did.
No.
The guild one, the one you can only buy or when you level up certain times, the one you used to buy shaders, the different colors and shit, the actual skins you had to buy, and then, like... Having loot boxes from Platinum, you had to grind like super hard multiverses.
Well, but at least in Injustice, you were always getting mother boxes.
Yeah, but shitty ones.
Yeah, but...
And here too.
Here shitty, but it's another thing that you said that in the Crypt and Mortal Kombat 11, you can't get duplicates, so you're always going to get something new. So that's cool.
And I feel you make money way faster than Injustice.
Yeah, no, you definitely do, because they fixed it. I mean, that patch they did with the 500,000, that really was great, but...
Oh no! That once they gave it, like I spent it in like an hour.
Oh, I spent it. Yeah, I spent it.
Like once I got in, I was like, "Let's spend it."
No, I spent it. I spent it really quickly. I was just, and I didn't get anything good. I got nothing.
I got so much shit. I told you how you have to do it, and once you understand how the loot boxes work, like there's different tiers. If you want gear, I recommend like the 5,000 to 7,000.
Oh yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
And then. Because even you start using the souls, when you, like, those chests that are green,
yeah, the ones,
people
the ones floating, are max.
That gives you, like, most of the time gear or, like, skins. But if you open 1,300 skins, I got so much skins.
I didn't get anything. I was pissed off that day. I was hoping to get stuff for Scorpion or for Jade or something. Because, you know, I'm pretty good with my Scorpion. I didn't get anything for Scorpion, not one thing. I was just getting stuff for, like, Jax Briggs. Or like what's her face? Little the mother, the nature goddess.
Oh, I forgot
her name. I forgot her name too. Koina, whatever. Yeah, you can look it up if you want, because I forgot her name. But yeah, it was just stuff for characters that I never didn't use. Like stuff for characters that I use, and it pissed me off. But and then I tried doing a Tower of Time, and there's still some of them just absolutely impossible. But I mean, but it's still fun. Competitively, it's probably one of the best fighting games I've ever played, ever.
Yeah. Once you remove those modifiers, and
oh
like,
yeah,
face to face, yeah.
No, it's just like the way the game feels, the way like I mean, I know it's really common in like Injustice and Mortal Kombat by NetherRealms, those really iconic sounds when you connect a punch. So it's like a zoop, 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 zoop. Yeah. It just sounds so satisfying. Then little things like that make
especially when it's metal or something like that. It's like,
or like when Jax hit somebody with his punches. That it sounds really, really satisfying and visceral. So I think that's a thing that keeps entertaining, especially in competitive. And it's like so good at teaching people that don't really play it. Like the tutorials are really amazing. It's even teaching people frame data. And I'm sure
it helps a lot.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people.
Knowing the speed you need to input a combo, like when you haven't ever played it, it's like super good to actually learn, like, oh, I need to be this fast.
Yeah.
Like put it lower, like you taught me.
Yeah, and it'll help people, help them with their high lows and stuff like that, and they know how far to be. And it's just, it just teaches you more. It's kind of making the entire esports thing and fighting game for esports more of a streamlined thing. But, you know, hey, these are things that usually hardcore players will learn about, but here, have a little advanced tutorial on it, so you can think that way as well.
I mean, still what they're going to use as hardcore players.
Yeah.
This has replaced Injustice 2, like, that's it.
Already, yeah, Injustice 2 is done.
Like, you're not going to see it this year. Maybe at CEO, but at EVO, Mortal Kombat.
I'm assuming Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, then it's like on the show.
Yeah, it definitely has to be Mortal Kombat. I mean, Mortal Kombat, like I said, it's very entertaining to play. The mechanics are solid. The graphics are just jaw-dropping.
Like, I like that NetherRealm improves on the games.
Yeah,
so like,
constantly.
You see Mortal Kombat 9. It was like, oh, they changed it because before that, they did like Tekken, you know, in 3D that you can change to the side.
Yeah.
And then they went back to the original Mortal Kombat 9. Good story then. Injustice. No, wait, Mortal Kombat X? No, it wasn't Injustice first, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't Injustice first.
Injustice was good for the time. If you play Injustice now, it's okay.
But Injustice 2.
Well, that game first Mortal Kombat 10. Then
yeah.
You were like, whoa, for the time it was really good. And it played faster than Injustice 2. That played really fast. And
yeah,
now
Injustice 2 is really fast.
They keep improving. Like, they take what's good from the game and they make it better instead of taking what's good and keeping the shit. Like,
yeah. It's because I personally think that Mortal Kombat 11 has like a really this good balance between fast but also very methodic. Whereas you have to... It's not like Injustice, because in Injustice you could commit to your combos and maybe make a mistake, but it gave you... A little bit
more forgiving.
Yeah, it gave you a little bit of forgiveness if you like drop the combo or if you kind of whiff the combo or anything. It gave you like a little. You weren't safe, but in Mortal Kombat 11, it feels that when you commit to a combo, you're like, if the other person's blocking your first two hits and keeps blocking, you're like, oh, you're fucked.
Especially then in Injustice, you don't have X-rays. So punish like an uppercut.
Mm-hmm.
If you punish and he does the X-ray, it does way more damage than in Injustice. Just an uppercut when you're punishing.
Yeah,
it's not an actual punish.
No. But I still like how Mortal Kombat feels. I think it just feels like an improvement over Injustice 2. But,
yeah.
But
also, I liked playing a new set of characters. I was kind of sick playing Injustice 2 characters.
It was really exciting to come over and just play Mortal Kombat 11, try the new characters, see which ones work.
I've been playing way more Scarlet.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, like, who are you playing now? Because you keep, like, flip-flopping because you can't ever seem to beat me for too long.
Fuck it.
Okay.
But I'm liking Scarlet, but what I feel with her is that she has really good combos. But specials are kind of okay.
Well, technically, all of them could have really good combos.
Oh, no, but she has really good ones.
Okay.
But the thing is that her specials are kind of bad.
How so?
One of them, you need to be at a distance, and it makes a trap where I make you puke blood.
Okay.
The other one is like a parry.
Okay.
Another one shoots you balls of fucking blood.
Blood people.
Yeah. And there's another one, I think it's a gravel too. But there's barely anything. Just she has really good combos. And they're easy too.
And also for whoever listens to this, that is kind of like a hardcore, you know, fighting game community member and stuff. And here's that we're not describing the moves like back 2-1, 2-4, you know. I'm sorry, we're not discussing it that way. We're just we're going to a more natural way of describing the move. Like what happens in the move? Oh, she counters, like she takes 3 steps backwards, then punches you, then throws blood in your face, and towards you in the air, drops you down. Yeah, I know that one, man. How do you do the moves for it? I don't know. It just fucking happens. Which is fine. It's fine to play.
It's more
that
muscle memory. One
yeah,
thing.
It's
like,
it becomes muscle
what
memory. I mean, but yeah, but I don't like. I do know that one of my good Scorpion combos is a back 1-3-1. I know that, but that's I'm not gonna get into a heavy conversation about all the other ones.
I mean, I know the one I like about Scarlet is square, triangle, circle, and then she punches you into the air, and as you're falling, you do square, triangle, square, and she does another combo, and she has like a side with her blood, and she. Psh,
yeah, I actually think that's her back three or something like that, like the overhead. But so you're playing Scarlet now.
No, I'm trying. You're trying. I really like Jax too.
You didn't like Jax.
I did like Jax.
You did, right?
I didn't like Frost. I wanted to like her so much, but I didn't.
She had that weird like helicopter thing that was kind of annoying.
Yeah, once she like spins in.
But it's easy to dodge, but kind of annoying to get hit with it.
Yeah, but also she's vulnerable. She's not good.
No, she's not that great.
But Cassie stays my main.
You're still sticking with Cassie Cage, huh? You're still sticking with Cassie.
This is when I started playing Injustice. I'm pretty sure everyone has the same problem. My main was Green Lantern.
Ooh.
Yeah. Asshole. Because I started playing with him and I was like feeling it because I felt like once you get into a game, there's going to be a character you develop easier. Like the first one. And I was really good with him when I started. And then I was like, I don't like him. I cannot play him again. I don't even understand what I'm doing with him. Like, I don't like. Yeah. Now that I play the game better, I don't like playing with Green Lantern. So I changed, like, you know, in Supergirl and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Play Supergirl and Harley Quinn.
It's completely different. That's why I play Cassie. Okay. She reminds me of Harley Quinn.
Well, in a lot of things, like in character, speed, the moves. I mean, it seemed like you mentioned something now that we were playing. You said that that NetherRealm had reused some of the character moves.
Oh yeah, you can
from,
see.
What was it? I think it was Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage. He moves his arm like in a rotation. Like
yeah,
he does a circle and then flips it. It looks like stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's Starfire. That's what we were talking about.
But there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
There's a Flash
the
one.
The little kick he does, and the little, it's his little, it's range attack, little green ball he throws. It's a little Starfire sort of thing, which, yes.
The sounds are used, but it's normal.
Yeah.
It's the same generation.
Admittedly, it was a good catch. I was like, holy fucking shit, it is Starfire's little move.
You know, most of them, I know it, because, like, I played a lot of Injustice.
Yeah, I played a lot of Injustice, too.
I know.
Your player level of Injustice at the end, I think, was way higher than mine.
Because I've done way more multiverses.
Yes.
I've done way more.
But a Mortal Kombat 11 is becoming a little bit of...
I think... what level are you?
I think I just hit 30.
I think I'm 29.
I think I just hit 30, but...
I'm catching up.
You're catching up, but...
We're like 20 levels ahead.
That doesn't mean you've been able to beat me consistently, though. It's been a...
The level just indicates how much you play.
No, I know. Yeah, I guess I've been beaten online by people that are like level two.
I enjoy also the single player aspect of this game.
That's
what I enjoy the most in the end, because I play it a lot.
Like you were saying, the story was actually nice.
Nice?
I
that story was amazing. Okay, not the writing of the story, but the cinematics.
Yeah, no.
Those fights were like...
The cinematics were great. And I mean, even the writing was like very, you know, like very fun, very like campy.
There was only one bad thing about the story, and everyone agrees with
that. Ronda Rousey voicing Sonya Blade.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
so bad.
Yeah, that was horrid. That was
like,
terrible.
Everything she said sounded the same. There's no feeling.
It sounded really crap. It sounded like you know, everyone. I mean, I love Ronda Rousey. I'm terrified of Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey would kick both of her asses in like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then do whatever the hell she does and thinking she's like superior to everybody else.
Turns out she's not.
That weird thing. She's talking about leaving WWE. Because she wants to be a mom, because she kind of thinks that. I think I might be wrong on this, but we're gonna have to quickly source it because I don't want to be talking out of my ass. But she said that she wants to have kids because she thinks that her genes are superior, because she's like, you know, run the fucking Rousey.
No, we don't.
I might be.
Oh yeah, you're right. She aims to begin a family.
Yeah, she wants to begin a family because something about she thinks she has like fucking like tiger blood or some shit. And she, no, I need to have baby soon. Like my tiger blood's boiling.
She posted a picture on Instagram with a hashtag impregnation invocation.
See, that's just weird.
Oh, impregnation vacation. Sorry, that's even worse.
I don't want to. Can we let's just go back a second more? Okay.
Yeah, <please. laughs> So Johnny Cage was really good.
No, I don't want to talk about Ronda Rousey's
going on vacation.
Vacation for impregnation. actually, we're officially changing the name of the podcast to Impregnation Vacation with Paolo and Kevin. No, that sounds horrible. Let's not do that. So going back to Mortal Kombat, talking about the story, completely segued into Ronda Rousey land for a second. But
and the rest of the story was really good.
The rest of the story was really nice. Like, it had a lot of little surprises.
That twist with what? Twist, kind of twist. Like, when he becomes a sun god.
Oh.
Towards the end.
Shouldn't we not announce, like, spoilers or anything?
I mean, we didn't say the name.
Wait. How long did the game come out? Was it 2 weeks? Because usually it's, like, 2 weeks. Like,
it's been enough time.
It's been enough time. Like, 2 weeks.
I'm sorry,
like,
if you haven't played it. But.
Yeah, people haven't finished it. That's, like, it's May 5th. Come on. Finish your story. But, yeah, the Sonya Blade dying, the sun god.
That part, I felt like power. And that fight was difficult.
Oh, the one Kronika?
I mean, once you get it, it's easy. Well, easy. Not easy, but you know that you just don't do specials, just do combos,
yeah.
Just keep spamming, and that's it. Like, don't let her attack, and that's it. But still.
Hey, but that's easier said than done, because she throws a lot at you. Well, she's easier than... She was easier than Brainiac, I'll say that though.
Oh fuck yes. Arms, like.
Yeah, she's easier than Brainiac, and Brainiac was in Injustice 2, for sure. Because Brainiac was just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Just fucking terrible. Jeez, I hated Brainiac in that game.
That's why I have only done one tower of. You know, you can do the classic towers?
Uh huh.
And the end is gonna be that battle again with the character you picked.
I know.
That's why I've only done it once with Cassie, and I was like, I'm not doing it again. Because I did it before finishing the story.
Yeah, I tried it once, and then I think I was doing it back when I was playing Noob Saiba when I first got the game, and I was like, I couldn't beat her because I was just amateurish at best with Noob. But now I haven't tried beating her with Scorpion yet, but I'm pretty sure I can because I'm pretty good with Scorpion. You know this.
Well, so modest.
I mean, I have a pretty try hard Scorpion.
What?
I'm trying.
I'm pretty sure you got just 15 levels out of Scorpion.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you try hard Scorpion.
Yeah, I like my Scorpion, dude. Either way. I mean, I like my Scorpion. It's almost like you said, he's like a horrible mixture of Supergirl and Robin from Injustice 2.
Kind of.
He's got the teleport that, you know, that can be an overhead that Supergirl kind of had. And he's got the kind of little footsie range with his sword attacks, kind of like Robin has. So obviously for me,
Has the grab with the fucking get over here.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, a spear I barely use it. Because
that's a lie.
Huh?
You use it.
Well, I use it, but usually, you know, people that block better than you.
Fuck you.
You can see the spear coming from a mile away. It's a slow.
Yeah, you can.
It's a really slow.
When you pass it, it's mainly because I'm standing up and like it catches me. I'm falling.
Yeah, or when you're falling, yeah.
That's a big move.
But mainly,
oh, you're falling.
But mainly, it's like a really slow range attack, so it can be seen from a mile away. So that's why I usually depend more on the teleport when it comes to Scorpion. Which is why, and then I tried playing Kung Lao, but since all of his stuff. And since all of his stuff is like teleport based, kinda.
I unlocked the teleport for Scarlet.
Oh, did you?
So she's a kind of little better with the teleport now, but I have to equip that, and it takes only one, but it's kind of good. Like, I feel way better, not way better, but it gets easier because I need to get close to the combos, and I can teleport and choose where I want to teleport to. And it feels easier, Scarlet, like that.
Yeah, it kind of feels like every character should have some measure of teleport. Like, I don't know why, but in Mortal Kombat, it feels like any character that doesn't have a teleport in any way, shape, or form, it's kind of like in a bad spot because...
It sucks. That's my casting.
To me, it feels like in Mortal Kombat 11, teleports are very, like, important. And a lot of characters have them. And if you don't have it, it's like a big... It's like fighting with, like, one hand behind your back. But the good thing is you can, like, change the abilities. And some characters that don't have teleports and, like, their tournament variations can have teleports. Just like Liu Kang. Like, I don't think his two variations have a teleport. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Like, what
he comes with variations.
Yeah.
He comes with teleport.
Okay.
It's a base thing.
But yeah, he has a teleport. You know, Noob Saibot teleport. Scorpion has a teleport. Kung Lao has, like, a teleport with four different attacks.
Liu Kang's teleport sucks. No, nearly can't Kung Lao.
Because it's really slow.
Kung Lao, because he has to throw his
it's
fucking...
It's really slow.
He has to
yeah.
throw the hat, so it takes too much time.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing.
Didn't like him in the story. Didn't like playing him.
He didn't do anything in the story.
No, but playing him. I mean, he just complained.
He just complained and did cool shit with his hat.
He was following his buddy, the actual
one, the chosen one. The chosen one. Liu Kang, the chosen one. But yeah, I was playing Mortal Kombat 11. I mean, have they announced who was going to be the first DLC? He said it was going to be
the old guy, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung?
Yeah. That's going to be the first one. Then I think the fighter packs are with three characters, like they did with Injustice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing they have to announce two, but if they do like Injustice, they're going to take a little time. They're even going to release the first one and then be like, oh, these are the two next. But yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm hoping they do like a movie cameo because they're owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
So that's why they were including in the previous games like Alien, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Alien is Fox?
Alien, well, it's Alien, Disney. Alien now is Disney.
Yeah, so, well,
if
still,
I am not mistaken.
Like, I told you that Ed Boon was doing an interview with, I don't know who it was, like Leaderboard or Game Ranks or
whoever.
Games Radar, maybe? I don't know who, and he, they were like, oh, who would you be interested in working with, like, besides Capcom? And he's like, Marvel. And he's like, oh, but... And then he, like, hinted at... Well, he didn't hint. He
Marvel
just said...
Marvel or DC?
Marvel. He already has DC. He's owned by Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns DC.
Okay.
Comics, not just the movies, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And he decided that... He said, sorry, what did I say? He said that he's in talks with, like, with Marvel, like, for a future project, and he would like to do a Marvel versus DC.
Fighting game?
Ooh. That would be amazing. Like, because we've seen Marvel fighting games, but that's Marvel versus Capcom.
Well, Marvel fighting games...
And it's like,
well, yeah,
they're like fast-paced, like, Japanese fighting games.
Yeah.
Because it's Capcom. So it's like...
Dude, those games can give you a damn... Like, seizures, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I would get headaches. But I used to play them a lot, but...
Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh my god, that's like a seizure.
That one I used
Jesus.
To play so much. Yeah, I get good at it, but it's so fast. It's like
no, it's so fast, and like so many lights blinking.
If
like,
they make it, it'll be like Iron Man will be like, like going slow. I mean, he's there, but
yeah, he is. That was unsurprising. I mean, it was, you know, we could leave that conversation for a different day, different episode, because that's an entirely different thing that I want to talk about. But I think the embargo for that lifts on Monday, so I don't want to talk anything about Endgame.
Yeah, they said how many days the other week?
It's like 2 weeks. You give people like 2 weeks to...
Yeah, to like...
Yeah,
so go so, see it is normal.
Even though you already said a spoiler, boo to you.
What?
I told them, no, I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'm not going to repeat it. Well,
I mean, by this time, everyone has
no,
to...
No. Let's give it to...
Also, we know already. Before going into the movie, we know who was like...
Well, yeah, you kind of had an idea who wasn't going to come back, you know. But...
As one of them, I'm surprised he's not dead.
Me too. But moving on from Endgame, because, you know, I'm a big fan of a 2 week embargo on spoilers. Even though
you're playing Days Gone, I heard it's really bad.
I don't honestly understand what the critics. I mean, yeah, of course, the game has issues. It's got like glitches and something wrong with how the audio.
You mentioned frame rate too.
It does have frame rate issues. Like I said, it might be my first generation PS4. You know, I'm
I think
not,
it kind of is, but not at the same time. Like that also is because the game just
has so much going on around it.
It's not efficient.
Like so much, and yeah, it's probably because it's. I mean, it's kind of like remember was it last year, 2017, when they came with the E3 trailer of you know Deacon St. John like shooting all the zombies coming at him,
yeah.
And he's like running around like the lumber mill, and there's like.
Yeah, and they show a whole...
Yeah, and he's just like... And he's shooting them and throwing Molotovs. That kind of doesn't happen in the game as much as you think.
I've seen a lot of videos of, like, just that spawning in front of you. Like, you're, like...
Oh,
he's
yeah.
In his bike, and then everyone's around him is like, fuck.
Yeah, I actually saw that. So it hasn't happened to me personally. It hasn't. But I have seen those memes online.
That's just the game just not loading fast.
It is a slow loader. But enough talking about shit about it, because I personally really enjoy it. Like, for me, it has, like, this really good mixture of, like, The Witcher 3, and it has some Red Dead Redemption 2 on there, too. And it's got just these little... Oh, and you mix in with a vibe very similar to The Last of Us, and like, but almost more depressing than The Last of Us, in a way. The story and the character-wise. Like, you know, the dude that plays the main character, Deacon St. John, it's, you know, Sam Witwer, who's... You know, Starkiller.
And Darth Maul.
And Darth Maul. And he was... I think he was Hotshot in Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know.
But you know, Battlestar Galactica is my favorite TV show of all time, but that might be a little bit before your time, Kevin.
Kind of was, but I've still seen
it. Was. I mean, I might be wrong, but he was somebody in Battlestar Galactica. Sam Witwer, a really underappreciated actor. But yeah, he's Deacon St. John. And in my opinion, he's putting in the acting he's done in that game is right up there with the dude that played Arthur Morgan from Red Dead. Yeah. I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
No. That's
like this is like
you went too far with that.
This is like losing listeners we don't even have yet.
No. this is like, I'm not a huge fan of that game. I think it's like kind of it's really good. Red Dead is like a really good game, but I think it's like a little overrated. Like it's still really good, but I think they pushed it like too much. But still, like that acting is really good, and the, like the motion capture they used.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. But have you seen the ones for Days Gone? I mean, don't get me wrong. I am not saying that Days Gone is a better game than Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm definitely not saying
it's really
that.
Hard to beat that.
I just want to put that out there.
At least maybe it's more fun because Red Dead is a really good game, but it's not a fun game per se. Like, it's not super fun in the end.
It can be quite tedious and grindy at times.
And sad. That's green.
It's like something I've noticed from the Sony exclusive games. You know, Days Gone, Spider-Man, God of War. They're all made by different studios, but they all have something very very similar. Is that they all have the way they progress is very satisfying. Like, you know, for example, in God of War, you have like these little side missions you could do, but it's always pushing you forward towards the main objective. Like at some point you have no choice but to do the main objective. You don't get distracted. Just like in Spider-Man. In Spider-Man you actually like doing all the little side missions. But it's always like very organically taking you towards, or like maybe you should do the story mission now and then.
Yeah, someone calls him like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, so it's like, of course completionists are going to go like crazy and be like, I have to find the last whatever at the top of but Days Gone is the exact same way. Like every little single thing you do, it's kind of like moving you forward and you're gaining something from it and you feel it matters. So doing the side missions don't really feel like a chore. So that's something. And also driving the bike, which you know because you played it a bit, is wicked fun.
Driving the bike is satisfying.
Driving the bike is just really, it's like best bike mechanics in an open world game I've seen. Just the way he moves and just the way he moves, the way the bike feels. It feels like very arcadey. It feels very arcadey as opposed to feeling like when you see how the game is, you kind of feel like it's going to be almost like a simulation with the bike. Like put it on brake or fucking.
How
like,
to repair your bike, get gas. That seems tedious.
It just feels realistic. I mean,
I don't go to play a game on.
I know.
Sitting on at home on my room playing on my PS4 or Xbox or whatever, just to get realistic shit.
I mean that makes sense. I mean, but I'm the kind of person that actually likes having like a very, I don't know, for it to feel real, like little mundane shit like that.
I'm playing a survival game, yeah. If I'm not, I mean, this is a survival game, technically.
Not really, because...
Since it's a zombie game, like, the feel of it feels survival. So well, it makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, in this day and age, survival games are more like...
drink. You're sick.
Yeah, like... It's basically that. Yeah, like what's this one? God damn it.
There's one called... I don't know.
There's The Forest. That's a really good one.
Rust. I don't know if you know about Scum. It's a new one.
No, never heard about
Scum. Is...
Scum?
Yeah. It's a survival game, but they take it like super far. Like you have like a whole page, like you can get sick and you can see your heartbeat and like your blood pressure, everything.
Like I said, like SSKO, I think.
Scum. And they look like prisoners because you're escaped from prison. It's in Croatia, I think. But it's a Croatian studio.
So it's like SCUM, that's a Scum game.
And they take survival like to a huge level.
Oh, Scum, online game. I'll be damned. I would have to look that up. I didn't know anything about that. That looks amazing, though.
If you're really into like survival games, that's a really realistic survival game.
Well, but it looks pretty nice too.
It does. I think it's still in beta, but I really recommend that shit. I really like it, but it's really like complicated.
Looks it.
They make it realistic.
It looks like taking Arma up like a billion notches. That's what it looks like, or PUBG up a billion notches. But yeah, I mean, going back to Days Gone to just kind of like knock it out really quick. I like the vibe, you know. I like that post-apocalyptic. You know, it reminds me of like Conrad McCarthy's The Road, bleak and dark, and the characters are all like you know how in The Last of Us, even though it was kind of like sad and bleak, the characters kind of had like hope. You know what I mean? There was like a little bit of humor and stuff like that. And Days Gone, it's all very like the main characters are all just like. you know, we're just surviving. Why? Because what else are we gonna do? You know, ugh. And you
that
know,
makes sense.
Yeah,
it's a fucking wasteland.
It is
full of zombies.
And not to like say any spoilers about the story. In a lot of the story, you're not really. There's no real like main villain. There's no real like overall plot
surviving.
Thing. You're just like doing little missions here and there and surviving. And oh, you might have like this little problem that lasts like three missions, but then it's something completely entire. It just feels like you're just living this mundane existence after the apocalypse. And I'm pretty sure the story's gonna go somewhere. I mean, I hope. But right now, it just feels really. It's good. Like the vibe of it, I enjoy.
I like Wastelands, but I don't like zombie games. So, like, that's why I love Fallout. But I'm not really into, like, zombie games. So,
but
having a wasteland full of zombies... Okay, ghouls are not zombies.
Technically.
But, yeah, but they're not the main thing in the universe. It's not like, we're surrounded by ghouls. No, we're surrounded by radiation, rats, fucking armies. So, the same. I don't know. Not into zombie games. Also, they also always...
What about Resident Evil? Oh, you didn't even play Resident Evil 2, did you?
No, and I have it, but...
Zombie games.
Don't like zombie games.
Well, that makes sense.
It's also a scary game, and horror games are not my shit. Like, I tried playing Alien.
Isolation? Oh, such a good game.
Fuck, that's scary.
Scary.
Shit, that's scary.
I mean, especially if you play, like, with the lights turned off.
Oh, I did. I pushed myself to be, like, RP, like...
And then the headset. Oh, that's...
And hard. I could feel, like, the movement. I was like, fuck, nope. I'm not into
that. Well, it's like, you know, they have it in VR now. Can you imagine playing Alien?
Resident Evil 7 was in VR? The last one?
7? Oh, yeah. Biohazard. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Biohazard is the real name of Resident Evil.
Very true, but I think they differentiate... That's what they called it.
Yeah, they called it Biohazard.
To differentiate it from, like... Yeah.
It was Resident Evil 7.
Because in Japan, it's called Biohazard. Yeah. Most people should know that. And if somebody doesn't, then that's unfortunate.
But I'm not into scary games. Like, I don't know.
Really? Not even Silent Hill? You never played Silent Hill?
No. When we were kids, like, when I remember when, like, you remember Slender Man? That shit?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know about Garry's Mod?
No.
Garry's Mod?
Oh, Garry's Mod. Yeah, Garry's Mod. You know,
accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, there was a mod, like, there was a version. It was just Slender Man, like, in a team. So, I used to play that with my friends. Like, when we were in college, we got, like, super into Garry's Mod because it was fun. They were in Spain, so we started playing that. And that was good as fuck. Like, one of my friend actually, like, he was next to me. He just grabbed his computer, threw it in the bed, and he lost, like, 3 keys. Because that shit was scary.
Because they were playing, like, all the mods and something was...
No. It was, like, basically playing Slenderman, but as a team. So it's, like, a bigger map, and you have to, like, find clues and shit.
Oh, and he's still... that's scary.
He's following all of you. So it's, like, you're in the middle of a fucking forest, like, looking for shit. And that shit was scary. But... Friday the 13th, I can play because it's not scary. It's just an action game.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a real play.
That's
I really enjoyed that game.
I actually prefer Dead by Daylight.
No.
Oh, Dead by Daylight is so much fun. I had so much fun with that game. I had so much fun with Dead by Daylight.
I prefer having those characters that you have in Friday the 13th. Especially, what's his name? I forgot his name.
I mean, I've never
the bad guy.
Oh, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, Jason. Oh my god, when he gets close, you start hearing that.
Oh, that's the first copyright.
No, it wasn't with your mouth.
Oh,
that doesn't count.
That's the first copyright.
Doesn't count. It was with your mouth.
Oh man, I love that stuff. Because you don't like scary movies, do you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh,
I just don't.
God.
If I'm with people and they want to watch it, I watch it. But I don't watch scary movies by myself.
Okay. I mean, I love scary.
I don't see the appeal.
I mean, I'll be honest. I love scary movies, but I don't like watching them alone. Like, when I was dating somebody and we were like, that's all we would watch. I've literally seen almost every single good scary movie that's been made from, like, 2009 onwards because we exhausted Hulu, Amazon, Netflix. We've seen every single horror movie out there.
I used to watch it with my friends. We, like, during the day, we always get the headset. So we played, and even when we played different games, we were, like, on the same party.
Mm-hmm.
So we just watched the same movie at the same time, just press start at the same time.
That's nice.
So we watched scary movies like that. We're, like, the sound is coming from, everything is coming from the headset. So you're, like, just watching a movie, and you can speak to other people. It feels less scary, It feels less
scary. Oh, yeah, of course it feels less scary if you're watching it with other people. I mean, I don't like watching scary movies by myself. Like, I made the mistake, I made the mistake of watching Hereditary by myself. Wait, did I watch it by myself? No, I didn't. I didn't watch it by myself. I've seen it twice.
You're lying.
Huh?
You lied.
Oh, no, I totally forgot about something.
It's okay.
And the two times I saw it with somebody, and both times that movie scared the bleeding shit out of me.
I've never seen it.
And
now I'm not gonna see it.
Dude, oh my god. And now the director's coming out with a new one. I think it's called Midsommar. It's like in Sweden or Finland or whatever.
Not even gonna see that one.
And yet. just the trailer for it, I'm just like, nah, man, nah, dude.
Not even gonna watch the trailer.
Like, what's the you should watch the trailer.
No, I'm okay.
Let me see if I can find the
No, don't put the trailer, please.
No, I'm not gonna look it up now. But yeah, Ari Aster. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot like Arya Stark.
Oh God! Speaking of which,
who killed?
Speaking of which, moving into a segue, since we're coming into the last of it, Game of Thrones shit is literally about to air in 2 minutes. So all of these predictions are either, you know what, let's not even predict.
Oh, just talk about what we saw, how we feel it's going.
Well, actually the thing that I think we were going to talk about, that we came up with the idea, was talk about which character that's dead we miss the most and why. Because I think that would be, instead of predicting who might die next, let's kind of do like a little homage to the ones that have died and see which is the one. I already know yours, but for the sake of posterity, Kevin, who is like...
I miss Littlefinger.
You miss Littlefinger.
He was the best character. He should have won the fucking show, like, stayed in the back all the time, and at the end, just kill someone behind them, but the back, just stab them, and that's it.
Deeper,
never give that fucking thing to Arya.
Yo, but
he gave the knife to Arya.
Littlefinger was a creep, though. Littlefinger was
used to also run like a prostitute. Like,
yeah, no, but he was in love with Catelyn Stark, and so when Catelyn Stark went to Ned Stark, fucking Littlefinger, being like old anyways, he looked at Sansa and he's like,
he went for his sister,
and he's like, "You look like your mother, Sansa, and if I can't have her, I'm gonna have you." You know, it's like, that's fucking creepy.
He had his sister too.
Yeah, but he only did that to become like Lord of the Eyrie. It was like, there's only one person I love, your sister. Good scene though. And just fucking pushes her. What was that thing that I saw, that meme that came out when he pushes her, like that song, like, "Boo, bitch, get out of the way, get out the way." But who is it, like Ludacris? Yeah, but back in 9 Gag, that was a big thing.
That was like, the new one, like towards the end of Littlefinger. But
yeah,
I don't know if you remember where he started. He was fucking nothing. Well,
yeah,
before the show, he was even nothing.
Well, before
the
show
started, he ran that
business. Business. Yeah, and then he became like, this is just being an asshole. He was still a creeper, though. Because all he wanted to do was get in Sansa's pants when he's like in his 40s. And
I
she's
like his political character, not his creepy character.
Yeah, his like thinky character is very good. And when he just was, he was like, you love to hate him.
No, I love to love him.
Oh my god. But besides Littlefinger, is there anybody else that's died that you're like kind of wish or feel that they could still do something in the show?
Rob.
I
mean, all the wolves that have died, that's one. I want those wolves back.
All the dire wolves? That's like almost all of them.
Yeah. I mean, the last one that we saw in the battle, I'm pretty sure like...
Ghost? No, I'm pretty sure he's gonna live. I think he was in the trailers for the new one.
How the fuck did he kiss a guy?
Know,
he went full at the beginning with the Dothraki. How did he...
I know. That's like a really ridiculous thing.
And I thought, why the fuck didn't Bran get into that wolf and like beat everyone, like control him to you and be more vicious?
Because I think he'd be just as vicious without needing...
Yeah, no, you're right. He'd be fine. Those wolves are like,
and Bran must be getting tired of just warging into fucking everything he sees.
He still did it.
Yeah, because that thing still pisses me off, man. That shit that he... it's like I was telling you like a couple of days ago, like Bran just like... There's Theon Greyjoy, right? And we'll come back to talking about the characters I miss that have died, but I have to mention this. when Theon Greyjoy's there, just like fucking like becoming a beast, just like this dickless beast, just like stabbing things with the spear, like, yeah, duh, I got you, Lord Bran, huh, duh. And then when the Night King shows up, and Bran's just like sitting there looking at Theon, like, you're a good man, Theon. But Bran's there because he's like, this motherfucker's about to die now.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew. And I'm like, man, what a fucking little, what an asshole. And just like when the Night King's going, like,
he couldn't do anything, though.
Huh?
He couldn't do anything.
I know he can't do anything. Like, he knows everything, but he can't interfere in the flow
and
of time.
He should let him die so Arya can kill him.
Yeah, but just think about what... Just, I mean, all I'm saying is just put yourself in, like, Bran's shoes and maybe think about what he's thinking about. That when the Night King's, like, going for the sword and shit... And
I think it's just counting down.
And then like, three, yeah!
Two. Oh, there she is.
And then, like, Arya just stabs him. Bran's just there, like, called it. Or, like... It's okay, everybody. I knew that was going to happen. Like, it's okay. I knew we were going to win. I just couldn't tell you. Like, I slap
him. He's basically Doctor Strange.
Kinda. He's basically basically Doctor Strange.
I know what's
Strange.
Happening.
Okay. He's basically Doctor Strange. Because just his face is just constantly like, I knew that was going to happen. You know, called it. To score another one for the Branster.
Now I hope he does that.
Like, shoot. Like, in the next episode, and the episode that's airing now, somebody's like, oh my god, I can't believe we did it. And somebody just rolls Bran, like, I knew we were gonna do it. So, like, I don't know what everybody was so, I knew we were gonna win, pussies.
Shut up, listen.
Huh?
But who are you, the characters you miss then?
Oh, characters that I miss. I mean, I'm gonna think really quick. Even though he had no story, I just feel that he was extremely well, like, Just the way he was designed was great, but I always liked Beric Dondarrion. And I mean, I also loved the actor, too. I forget his fucking name.
I don't even remember that character.
He's the dude that has the eye patch that would die over
and
over again.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, how did he... Yeah, he just died.
Yeah, he did die. He did die with in the last episode. But I'm trying to figure out this actor's name. He's also on the show. Richard Dormer.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Dormer, who's on Fortitude. Really good fucking actor. And I like Beric. Even though he had, like, no more story to give, his character was awesome. But besides that, I'm going to have to think back because, I don't know. She probably wouldn't. I mean, she could still be alive. Like, Osha, the wildling.
I don't want her back.
But I'm just saying that I miss her.
Yeah.
Because who was she? She was played by Natalia Tenya, and Natalia Tenya was also she also played Nymphadora Tonks in the Harry Potter series. Dude, yeah, man.
No need to Harry Potter.
Okay, fuck off. I mean, all I'm saying is, you know, the actress, actor, actress, whatever, that played Osha in Game of Thrones. And she was also a really good, like, band. I forget the name of the band. I should look that up.
No idea.
That's a really good band, though.
But I wasn't really into her character.
Why not? She was fucking great.
I mean, she just saved Bran. The whole Bran storyline was kind
of
boring.
Oh, the whole thing.
There was a bunch of storylines that were boring.
Of course, there were. Like, do you mean the thing with Bran and like the
little kid,
Jojen and Mira Reed? Yeah, which is kind of fucked up. Like, after he becomes a Three-Eyed Raven, he's like, "Hey, Mira, bye. You're good." Basically. And, like, her brother died.
Getting him there.
She fucking like Hodor had to die. The fucking dog died.
But in
too.
A way, he's chosen for that. Like,
oh yeah,
people are doing
but
it for the greater good.
Still, he's kind of a douche.
He's not. He's like an entity now. Like, he's superior to us.
Yeah.
Though that is like nothing for him.
Okay. Well, besides Osha, I mean, fuck it. Call me crazy, but I miss Ramsay Snow. Ramsay Bolton.
Who doesn't?
That dude is such fucking.
I mean, he was crazy, but he was fun to watch. He was like, you're crazy.
A1, dude, that dude's a fucking mad actor. And funny thing is, like, I don't know if I showed you, I showed a co-worker of ours, I showed you, like, he plays, like, guitar, he's a songwriter, and it's, like, so completely fucking disconnected to the character that he played, that he's, like, this really awesome singer-songwriter playing these love tunes. And I can just, like, imagine, like, Ramsay Bolton doing that.
Then,
like,
he goes home and he cuts sticks.
He, what?
Then he goes home.
He cuts dicks and then skins, flays people alive.
That's the thing.
Flays people alive. But yeah, I mean, I think we should be cutting it down now at some point so we can not be so delayed watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm already hearing people watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's like we can actually hear the neighbor next door with the dun dun. Oh, wait, that already stopped. They're in the
they're watching something. Thank God we cannot hear and get spoiled.
Yeah, they're in the episode, but yeah, we're gonna have to boot up the Amazon Prime in a second and start checking it because. But yeah, but we should come back like what, like twice a week, once a week. We'll figure it out.
I think for now, once a week. Once we start getting a hang of it, like yeah. Once a week.
Yeah, to see if we can like release it either tonight or tomorrow.
I think more it's gonna be released on Monday.
Monday?
Monday like afternoon.
Yeah, Monday afternoon. So yeah, so it's a Monday afternoon. We're headed out. I mean, we're gonna post it on our Twitters and stuff and on Instagram and see if anybody listens to it. But yeah, this was On Pause, the podcast.